Well, today, Philip Chong from Quincy Asian Resources is joining us to chat about a multitude of topics, not the least of which is AAPI Month, a transformative gift that Quarry recently received in the big community banquet that's coming up later on this month. So great to see you, Philip. Thanks for stopping by. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
How long has it been to Quarry now for you?
This is since 2017.
Just 7 years now?
Yes, okay. And you were my first interviewer.
Is that right?
I remember that.
Wow.
I think it was
on
the radio
side. And
you're still coming back. Oh, I love talking to you guys. You're one of the best hosts.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear.
Or only host that I speak to.
Of all the hosts that you talk to, I'm the best, right?
You're the best, yeah.
A lot has happened, actually, in the past 7 years at Quarry since you first took over. It has expanded greatly. It's offering more services than ever. Now you're in locations from Massachusetts to Rhode Island to New York.
Yes. Many things happened in a very short period of time, but it seemed quite long. Yesterday, actually, some pictures popping up. You know how your phone pop up, you know,
history
of the pictures. Yeah. And 5 years ago, it was my first time visiting the fulfillment center of Amazon in Fall River. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a little bit before their whole Amazon logistics programs that we started 3 years ago. But first time when I went to Fall River, I was like, first of all, the size of the fulfillment center is, I think it's bigger than Gillette Stadium, and the volume and stuff like that. And having the vision, I was thinking, if we can work with employers like that with huge immigrant workforce population, it would be something great. So it was kind of like a big dream, but then that picture popped up and it was interesting feeling.
It's been fulfilled. That dream has been realized, right?
It's like kind of like validating in terms of sometimes when you have a vision and you just keep pursuing. And trust me, it's kept evolving in terms of how you think of certain things at the beginning and how it turned out, whether better or whether, I wouldn't say worse. It will be definitely different. I think as a community leader, having that mindset, that wanting to take a step, keep pushing it forward, it's something that I kind of like motivate me every day. It just keep me alive.
Yeah. So you are able to find jobs for immigrants through that partnership, right?
One of our partnerships, yes. So we operate 365 days a year.
Yeah.
We started in Providence, Rhode Island 3 years ago. When we first started it, we launched our first operation on October 13th. So what that mean is actually all the delivery that we all got from Amazon is from this program called Delivery Service Partner.
Okay.
It's kind of like a franchise-ish model that is a turnkey. What Amazon started it, they were looking for talent, motivated entrepreneur want to join this whole workforce. And this program, I believe they started in 2018, a few hundred across the nation. And then last year, I think they have over 4,000. And Quarry and Wootabon is one of them. And we are the only nonprofit. We are the nonprofit delivery service partner.
Is that right?
Yes, wow. Yes. I mean, when we first talked to Amazon, say we're a nonprofit, they said,
we don't want to talk to you.
No, they don't. Like, we don't care. You just, as long as you make it work.
Oh, they didn't care.
Oh, they don't care. Oh, okay. It's just, Amazon, one thing is, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of press because it's so big. There is very structured, very, very data driven, very metric driven. But just lots of volumes, lots of workforce. Yeah.
But is it a good opportunity, you know, for immigrants to get into this program and then maybe expand from there?
Your question is a big question.
Yeah.
So how about I turn it this way?
Go ahead.
I think if you want to have a job that is reliable, has structure, have certain training and growth.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. But as you know, every job has, you know, the positive side, mm-hmm. and the side that it might not be the best fit for you, and it might not be the best timing for you. So that's why we have other workforce programs, including with Boston College, with Hilton and Marriott, which is a Claremont group. We have partnership with Beth Israel Hospital in Plymouth. Mm-hmm. So we work with Kamen Supermarket. Mm-hmm. We also partner with Quincy College on training workforce program and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, so many different opportunities to try. You never know where one thing is going to lead to the next, right? And
Yes. It's just, it's a lot of hard work, but also fulfilling.
As I mentioned, this is AAPI month, month of May.
Yes.
Asian American Pacific Islander. I think there's also Hawaiian recognition in that as well.
Yes.
But what's happening at Quarry for AAPI month?
So for every year, we recognize and celebrate the importance month of the AAPI month. So we used to partner with different sport teams, and this year we partnered with New England Revolution. Mm-hmm. The soccer team.
Yep.
We also partner with a Museum of Science in terms of the celebration of the AAPI month with different events and celebration and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any specific events that have happened or will
so, going
to happen?
The game is coming up for the New England Revolution.
Yep.
I just want to make sure I say it right.
You got it. Yep.
Because we don't play football. We don't play soccer here. We play football.
That's right. The rest of the world calls it football.
Someone from Hong Kong,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I don't have the exact date, but it's coming up.
Okay.
So it's the month of May. So we only have a week and a half left. So it's coming up.
It's coming up soon.
I believe it's next week. So,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We have the Museum of Science event.
Yes.
It's also coming up as well. It's a great event in terms of celebration. There's performance, there are different activities, welcoming children's family, teenagers, to really be part of it. And then, don't get me wrong, it's no matter what, it's welcome to everybody.
Of course, yeah.
But the spotlight, having a spotlight and having a sense of being recognized is something feeling good.
Yeah. I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
And the annual community banquet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
18th annual?
18th,
wow.
If I count it correctly.
Yeah.
I believe it started in 2008.
Okay.
It was an event that really opened up for the community to experience very traditional Chinese banquet style.
Mm.
I believe over 10 courses. overwhelmingly stuffed.
Yes.
But at the same time, really creating the bridge in terms of the East meets West.
Right.
So then the celebration has been evolving. We give out scholarships, about 7 to 10 scholarships to graduating seniors from high school to college. It's $1,000 scholarship for each of the recipients.
That's great.
So they will be invited for the night, and their family members will be invited. We will give out the award at the banquet next Thursday,
okay.
May 30th.
May 30th, where is it?
At Main Restaurant in Wilson.
Okay,
yeah.
And is it open to the public, Philip, or is it invitation only? Or?
We would love to,
yeah.
We would love to.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
Okay.
So
right.
It's ticket and sponsorship,
okay.
But we're also giving out tables to many of our community members, elders, students, immigrants, newcomers, and stuff like that.
Okay.
So the size of the restaurant is about, I think they can host about 40 tables.
All right.
So
okay.
We're trying our best.
Some space limitations there, yeah, yeah. And any special recognitions given out that evening?
Yes.
Yes.
So the event will also recognize individuals really making a great impact for the community and also Quincy, for Corey. For the Founder Award this year, we're giving out to Frank Santoro.
Oh.
He's been a former board member, but it's been very supportive for the community, for Quincy school system, the arts and culture, and of course, he had been doing so much for the Asian community in Quincy as well. For the Visionary Award, we are presenting that award to Professor Tam Nguyen, a Vietnamese-American, a faculty at Boston College in nursing and science. And she is one of our principals for our diabetes prevention program that funded by CDC last year.
Very good.
So it's been a great success. We've been doing a lot of work and educational outreach to the Asian community in terms of lifestyle change, nutritional approach, staying active, and then the most important, to really stay away from the pre-diabetic and diabetes route. So so the award will be presented by Dr. King from Joslin. So very exciting.
Well, yeah.
And then we also have a couple awards, including community partnership recognitions with our workforce partners, including Quincy College, Kamen, Hilton Marriott, Beth Israel, and Amazon.
Very good. It'd be a nice evening.
I'm making sure that we're running on the schedule. So we will have some cultural performance.
Oh, you will?
So okay.
Not 10 now, courses anymore, though?
Now it sounds like running on schedule.
Am I making you nervous about the night? Is he thinking all
it's
the
always,
things that have to happen?
Events is always like, you know, it's always something, you know. That's why I admire the energy of the city.
Yes.
You know, like running a city, you have so many events.
Always something.
The whole team, the Quincy team, just amazing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Corey. I'm talking about the city team.
I understand.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't. Yeah.
not a 10 course meal anymore.
In terms of what?
At the banquet?
It's 10 course.
Still 10 courses.
It's banquet. It's 10 course.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you come?
No.
I
could eat one, maybe. But thank you. You know, you mentioned Frank Santoro, and it brings to mind, he has been a staunch advocate of making Lunar New Year a holiday.
Yes.
City Council just last night passed that ordinance introduced by Councillor Liang. How do you feel about that?
Exciting.
Really?
I think, you know, it is a great thing for the community. For the student populations, for the family.
Yeah, why is it so important, Philip, in the culture?
I think as a Chinese American, it's one of the biggest events.
It is.
Festival, or not festival, holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here for over 30 years.
Yeah.
But we don't celebrate as much as, you know, when I was growing up in Hong Kong. But this is something that always very dear to me, dear to my family. My parents, and it's something that is a tradition, should be continued to pass on.
It's been an excused absence, I know, but for a lot of the students, that's not good enough, right? Because they take pride in their attendance in school.
Yes, totally, yeah. So I think it's this is a good start.
Corey's getting $1 million.
Who told you that?
Little birdie on my shoulders.
Yes, we're very honored.
Yeah.
We're very excited, and for the McKinsey Scott Open Call Grant, we were awarded in March, and it was a grant that announced publicly for nationwide nonprofit in terms of the whole grant. Requirements and the process was you have to apply, you have to fill the application form, but more importantly, you have to create a video about who you are, the services, and what you guys have done for the community. And then once you submit it, you, and then also for all the applicants, you had to agree to score each other. So the original plan for the McKinsey Scott funding, the grant, was to award 250 organizations in the nation with $1 million each. So it was, she was putting down $250 million announced last March. And then throughout the process last year, we were very excited that in November, we were told that we're the final 1,000. So in March this year, we were told that because there was overwhelmingly so many applications, with 7,000 applications, Ms. Scott Ms. Scott decided to increase from $250 million to $640 million. Wow. Instead of 250 organizations to 361 organizations in the nation. So it was a great validation. It was, it's really a proud achievement for City of Quincy. And then also, this is not my work, because I've been with CORI for 7 years, mm-hmm. but CORI has been serving the community over 20-something years. This is all the work that from you, from the city, from all the community leaders, from State Rep Chan. Mm-hmm. I know you just spoke to him.
Yes.
He founded the organization with the support with other founding board members. It's all of those work in terms of being recognized and being validated. And more importantly, it's by the peers across the nation.
Right, there's no separate board that was looking at these.
It's
these
really
organizations like CORI.
Like CORI,
yeah.
Including in Puerto Rico as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, Puerto Rico and Hawaii. So that was a thrill. I mean, besides the funding, just seeing the list.
Yes.
It was very, very exciting.
Congratulations.
To all of us here in Quincy.
Yeah. What will the grant be used for?
So the last 7 years, we have done a lot of new initiatives self-funded. So for example, the AAPI, so about 2-3 years ago during the peak of the pandemic, we pushed out the Stop AAPI Hate whistle programs.
I remember that, yeah.
So those programs, for example, sourcing all the whistles, all the travel promotion, we kind of self-funded.
I see.
So the funding definitely gives us the autonomy and more liberty and creative ideas to self-fund it and jumpstart many more initiatives to tackle social issues, to tackle in terms of needs and help. We want to do more wrap around social services in health and wellness, literacy, workforce, and community services. So, for example, literacy, we've been doing a lot of ESOL, the English learning, citizenship, family literacy, financial literacy. We're also thinking about environmental health literacy. So, in terms of for not just for immigrants, for everybody, right? Stuff that you put on your body, right? Not just eating, but the products, the skincare.
I see.
Right? So all those type of things that I think for everybody, and especially for people that with, you know, language barrier, how to navigate that day to day and to live in a healthier life. If you look at what we do, actually, across all the programs and stuff and the growth trajectory, we kind of like part of the whole mission of public health.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, how are you running arts and science in terms of making a better, healthier life for the public and individuals? So those are the things that we want to do more. We want to be more agile. But at the same time, that we are very grateful that a lot more foundations and supporters, donors, and philanthropists really seen our growth, really seen that in terms of our social entrepreneurship, how we tackle things differently to decide to support us. Don't get me wrong, it's not easy. Always like two steps forward, one step back, you know how it works. So,
yeah.
But those are the direction that we are going to.
Well, I'm thinking specifically your new behavioral health program that has been state approved.
Yes, yeah. So we've been seeing patients,
yes.
And there's a lot more things we have to do. We want to open a dedicated clinic, so we want to hire more bilingual, full-time clinicians. So you're right, so the Behavioral Health Initiative, it was started 3 years ago.
Okay.
So we have to self-fund it ourselves in terms of the whole application process, the whole strategic direction planning, all those type of things. And then, of course, once you have the license approved, you cannot open the door immediately. You have to go through the whole credentialing with the insurance company, hiring, and stuff like that. Now you're putting my budget in my mind now. So Yeah, so always. I mean, this is not just my business is like that. I think right. All our life is that. It's always like there's certain things you move forward, and then there's always a couple back step, you know, stepping back. But it's just that you have to keep moving. You have to keep moving.
Sure. So. Events later on this year after the banquet. What can folks look forward
to?
You're
always reminding me.
Yeah.
Stuff that I
have
to do.
August
Moon. August
Moon will be here
Yay!
Before you know it, right?
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Knocking on wood for the weather.
Yes.
Knocking on wood for the weather.
Yes.
So it's going to be a third Sunday in August.
Okay.
Again, it'll be a great celebration. I think this will be 37, 38. I'm so sorry.
Sounds about right.
Yes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's around there. It's around there.
Certainly is.
So
yeah.
Very exciting. So, of course, city's just been so supportive for all these like cross-cultural events and stuff like that. Very grateful. I still don't understand how they do it.
Well, the multicultural fair was not too long ago, and that was a big success.
Yes.
City had its first holy festival ever not too long ago as well.
So
things are growing.
This city is,
Will Quarry stay here in Quincy?
Always.
Yes, okay.
We call Quincy Asian Resources,
right,
Joe.
Right.
Yes, always here. Even though I'm not here sometime in Quincy, my heart is always in Quincy. Always here.
Yeah.
Always here. Yeah.
If folks want to reach out, if questions, want to get information?
Yes. Yeah. You can go to our website, quariusa.org.
Yep.
Of course, send us questions, requests, feedback to our email, info@quincyasianresources.org.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about
Thank
right
you
now?
So much.
Always a pleasure.
This is great. I love talking to you.
Come by anytime. We love having you.
Again, you're my favorite host.
Out of all the hosts
that
you're guests.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Good
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you.
Same here.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.